a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
WLAW Sports post-game show. I'm Clark Ramsey. To the right of me is John Mooney. We saw a tight first quarter here, but Harbor Reach pulled out and the following three, and they've won 58-40 overall. Individual scoring, let's start with the Ugly Bearcats. Nick Sweeney had a bit of a silent night. He had 7 points altogether, all coming in the second half. Austin Burton had 2 points. Damian Irving with 2 points. David Rakowski with 2 points. Marshall Welton with 5 points. With 5 points. Gabe Messing with 11 points. Also going 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Brandon Sweeney with 2. Kurt Kaboski with 7 points. And Trenton Morrell with 2 points. As a team, they shot 8-for-11 from the free throw line, all in the fourth quarter, for 72.7%. John?
Our shooting for the Ugly Bearcats in the second half, they were 8-for-33, 24%. If you combine that with the first half statistics, they were 16-for-54, 29%. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, though, it's a whole different story as far as the percentages are concerned. You could throw out the fourth quarter because basically it was just like a practice anyway. The entire game, the Pirates shot 40%. They were 20-for-50. Clark, it was just to get a lead and go out there and protect the lead and just play some pretty good basketball and go out and have some fun for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Well, the Ugly Bearcats now move to 1-7 overall and 0-2 in the league. Harbor Beach advances to 8-0 and 2-0 in league play for a share of first place with Brown City. They're playing at Marlette tonight. More than likely, Marlette will be winning that one. So it would be Harbor Beach alone in first place. As far as the Harbor Beach Pirates go, individual scoring, Callan Cook was with 2 points. Josh Shelkey, 13 points, all coming in the second quarter. Aaron Ginzer with 9 points. Eli Kraft with 6. Jonathan Kraft with 4. Nick Hessing with 4. DJ Reiner missed a free throw as well as Brandon Oswald. And Andrew Seaman with 20 points. He only scored in the second quarter and the third quarter. He had 13 in the second, 7 in the third, nothing in the first and fourth. As a team, though, in the second half, Harbor Beach shot 4-for-7 from the free throw line for 57.1%. Altogether, 12-for-16 for 75%. John, last thoughts.
My thoughts is that this didn't exactly work out as far as the billing is concerned. But I'll tell you what, Ugly has a lot of young players, and they're going to be heard. They're going to be reckoned with sometime down the road in this season. In fact, I saw some good things out of them. I saw Trenton Morrell looking a lot better this year than he did last year. There's some upside for the Ugly Bearcats. For Harbor Beach, steady as she goes, because the Pirates are definitely, they have a, they think, you know, their destiny is to go ahead and make some noise this year, and believe me, it's going to be a wild ride.
And with 12 games left in the season, we're not even halfway, John.
Very close, isn't it?
One interesting thing I've noted here, coming into this game, Ugly, when they lost at home, their average score was 44-58. Tonight's score was 58-40. So they're a little under their mark as far as offensive, but they didn't give up any more on defense, especially with a potent Harbor Beach offense.
Well, it was, you know, Coach Rubel went ahead and took all the starters out for the entire fourth quarter, and a lot of kids got some quality time because, believe me, the Ugly Bearcats were not giving up. There was a lot of happy hands out there, and it was some tough basketball to be played.
Well, tonight's game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. The cellular transmission of this game was carried by Thumb Sailor. the talk of the thumb. So, back in the studio, on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports Broadcasting Team, that's Jay on the radio, and color commentary, as usual, doing a phenomenal job. That's John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We'll be back in action next week.
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday. We have a little odd schedule here in the next 10 days. I'm actually heading off state. John, you have a great weekend. All of our listeners have a great weekend as well. And we will see you next week on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. Be safe.